When thinking about what to delegate, you should first consider your to-do list. For example, what work you've planned to do over the coming days or weeks. Take a few moments to have a look at your list or write one up, or just to think about this. If you're sitting at your desk, it's worth pausing this recording and making a list if you don't already have one. Having prepared your to-do list, how do you decide what you're going to do first and then after that? Most people will make this decision based on the item's urgency and importance. An item is urgent if it must be done now or today, whereas important items help you to achieve your goals. They are the things that are important to you. So next, have a look at your to-do list and mark against each item whether they are important or urgent or both. If necessary, pause this recording. Now you've assigned an important or urgency score against each of your items, we're now going to consider Stephen Covey's time management tool. This is something we use on time management courses, but can also be used to identify what to delegate. Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, said we can categorise our to-do list into one of four sections of a quadrant. They can be urgent and important, urgent but not important, important but not urgent, or finally, not important and not urgent. So the first of these, urgent and important. These are the items that should be at the top of your to-do list. They should be done now or today and by you, so should not be delegated. In this section, we're busy achieving lots towards our goals. Next, we have urgent but not important. We all have things to do which aren't necessarily going to help us achieve our goals and climb the corporate ladder, but nevertheless are still urgent. Here's an example from my experience of working for a firm of accountants. One of the tasks I least enjoyed doing was my weekly timesheet. It usually needed to be completed by 5 p.m. each Friday. Therefore, if not completed by 4:30 p.m. on a Friday, it suddenly became urgent. However, doing this was not going to help me achieve my goals or impact on my career progression, so it was not important. Therefore, on occasions where I simply didn't have the time to do this, I delegated it to my secretary after giving her the information she needed to do this. Therefore, items that are urgent but not important should be delegated to somebody else. They're urgent, so they need to be done, but they don't necessarily need to be done by you, so delegate them. Next, we have items that are important but not urgent. However, if left long enough, they will become urgent. For example, it's the start of a new month. You know that by the month end, you must issue a number of client fee notes. These are important as you have targets to deliver in terms of your fees that you raise each month. You could leave this until the last day of each month when it becomes urgent. But this is very risky as you don't know what other urgent work will come up on that day. As you know about it now, you could delegate it to a more junior member of staff. Whilst it may not seem right to delegate important tasks, they do provide valuable development opportunities to more junior members of staff, setting them in good stead for their own promotion opportunities. This will then free you up to focus on other more urgent and important tasks that would challenge you, as well as helping to practice your own delegation skills. For items in your to-do list which are important but not urgent, you should either diarise them, ensuring they are done before they become urgent, or delegate them. Finally, we have items that are not important and not urgent. If you have any items in this section, you need to consider whether you should be doing them at all, so stop doing them. Examples include reading junk emails, playing solitaire, or having long chats at the coffee machine. These are items that are often not on your to-do list, but do actually take up time. So for a recap, we've now considered all the four sections of Stephen Covey's time management matrix. So take some time to review your to-do list again. Are you happy with your important and urgent assignments? Consider putting them into four separate lists, being urgent and important, the things that need to be done by you as soon as possible. Urgent but not important. Delegate these items, usually to somebody more junior. Important but not urgent. You can either diarise these for later or delegate them to somebody immediately more junior, a peer or somebody more senior. Not important and not urgent. You need to stop doing this. Once in these new lists, if there seem to be too many items in the urgent and important categories, you're constantly going to be firefighting, ultimately leading to stress. So consider again if you really need to do them or should you delegate them.